What do you think about doggy bags?
I think it's a good thing. It's more eco-friendly, of course, and it's more economic for the customer also.
Oh, it's wonderful.
It's a good idea.
Yes.
Have you ever asked for a doggy bag in a French restaurant?
Never. I think the pleasure of eating in a restaurant would be spoiled, maybe. I don't know. Never thought of it.
Would you ask for one?
No, because in the restaurants in French, you don't take the rest.
Sometimes you go to the restaurant to eat. When you're enough, your plate is not empty. You feel bad to leave it.
We should have more doggy bags in France, but it's a little bit difficult because it's not in the French tradition. So You can give a feeling of being a little bit greedy, for instance, if you ask for one as a consumer, and people could think that it's a bit disgusting to have food in a little bag and so on. We should have more doggy bags, but it should be a service coming from the restaurant.
If the waiter offered you a doggy bag, if you hadn't finished your meal, would you accept it?
I don't think so. No.
Is it also because you always finish your meal?
Well, if it's good, yes.
Here in this little cafe, bar, restaurant, Anastasia, do you sometimes offer doggy bags to your clients if they haven't finished their meal?
C'est déjà arrivé, mais ils ont souvent refusé, oui.
You have sometimes suggested giving them a doggy bag and they have refused.
Je pense que c'est par politesse.
So you think it's because people go to a restaurant to eat a good meal and it's not considered polite to take some of their leftovers home?
There are still plenty of cultural obstacles in asking a waiter in France to wrap up the leftovers of your meals so you can take them home. Yet environmental concerns about reducing food wastage are opening up new markets. A Lyon-based startup called Takeaway saw an opportunity and after a slow start realised the box itself was very important, says Ludivine Vajou.
We tried to understand why doggy bags were not in France, and the customers and restaurants told us that France is the reference, mondial reference in gastronomy, and we cannot put our dishes in something like paper, like this is made in USA, for example, you know. That's why they told us that they want a beautiful box, like a very design with an handle, and it was very important for them to have a specific box. And all the restaurants are aware that it's better to propose doggy bag to their customers.
You believe that the culture is changing in France then?
It's on its way.
The French authorities and the restaurant industry are keen to change perceptions over doggy bags. During the COP21 climate conference in Paris, 100 restaurants adopted the use of the ones designed by Takeaway. The initiative was backed by a leading union for the hotel, restaurant, catering industry, known as Sinorsa. Stéphane Martinez is vice president of its Sustainable Development Commission.
We've
had positive feedback from the restaurants that took part, he says. The aim was to make them aware of this cardboard container and also to reassure them that they were no longer responsible for the food once it was handed over to the customer and left their premises. It was important they know that. The boxes cost around 50 cents a piece, so Martinez is relieved that doggy bags have not become compulsory, as some media reported at the beginning of the year. Will professionals be ready to buy a small box? I'm not sure, he says. But at least everyone now knows it's an option. That was the aim of the initiative.
I show you a doggy bag, but nice doggy bag.
À la française.
À la française. You can see the produce, the little windows, plastic windows. And when the customer asks to give him a doggy bag, I make it as pretty as can in a nice box like that.
François Pasteau runs the L'Epi du Pain restaurant in Paris. He's happy to provide attractive cardboard food boxes for customers, but there isn't much take-up.
Most of the time it's tourists who ask it for it, because for French people, it's not in their mind to ask a doggy bag. And also mainly because in France, we have not a very huge portion in the plate.
Right.
Most of the time, the portions are just what we need.
Not like in the United States, where they tend to provide rather large portions.
You are right. But if they ask it, it's very easy, and I'm happy to do it. You know, doggy bag is a good idea, but it's only a tiny things we can do in the restaurant business.
Bonjour, on va mariner les macros, c'est ça?
Most food waste is not what's left on your plate. It's what's wasted in the kitchen before the meal reaches the table.
30% of food which is produced is not eaten. It goes to waste. That's too much. We have really to be very, very careful about that.
Bonjour. We're here now in the kitchens.
In my kitchen, there is three different bins. One for the plastics, paper, cartons. One for the organic waste.
All the vegetables in.
Vegetables.
The peel.
And one for the things that we can't recycle. It is important to say that in a kitchen, before to throw it something away in the garbage, we have always to think and to ask the question, can I do anything with this produce before to throw it away?
Can I do something with it before throwing it away?
Sorry, yeah.
Can I make it useful?
Yes, that's the main thing. For example, you know the funnel. You have the white parts, which is very tender. You can do something very nice, a salad or to cook it. And you have the green parts, which is very hard. So I make a recipes with a stock. I make a sort of sugary puree, and I use it to make an ice cream. So it's like that. Nothing goes in the garbage.
Yeah, waste not, want not, as we say in English.
As you can see, my second chef, Germain Barbier, is preparing some fish. And you know, most of the times, there is a nice part of the fish, the fillet. And after, you have that we call in France the flan.
The side of the fish.
The side of the fish, yes. Here, we don't throw it away. We use it. I make a starter with it. Even with the skin, we can cook the skin, you know, and after it's a crispy twill.
And you can make crisps out of the skin?
Yeah, sure.
So basically you're instructing your team to try and make something out of everything.
To reduce the waste organics.
In your restaurant now, how much of your food is wasted?
Not a lot.
5%?
I can't say, but it's very, very small portions.
Now, as you know, François Pastor, since the 1st of January, all restaurants that serve more than approximately 180 covers are obliged to separate their different foodstuffs, their organic waste, the oil, and to recycle. If not, they'll have a €75,000 fine. So apart from separating your organic waste...
I've got a container for the oils. About the waste organics, we create some energy with it.
You mean it gets transformed into methane?
Yeah, sure. Little startup called Mulino is coming in my restaurant every night to collect it, and after we create energy with it. But in the near future, we will make also compost with it.
How much enthusiasm is there now for the kind of thing that you're doing?
For now, over 2 years, 3 years, I will say that all the customers are asking questions about what they eat, very involved about environments, and they understand that they can change and make something positive for the climate. You know, 27% of greenhouse gases are coming from what we put in our plates. So we can do something positive for the climate in changing the way we eat.
It's taken François Pastor more than a decade to hone this eco-restaurant into a sustainable, successful business. But it won't be easy for many restaurants to deal with the new obligation to sort out their organic waste for collection. And they could do with some financial incentives, says Stéphane Martinez of the restaurant catering union Sinorsa. It's good for the environment, but for a restaurant that generates 10 tons of organic waste per year, it's going to cost between €2,500 to €3,000. We could do with a tax incentive or something to encourage those who are going in the right direction. A tax break would allow the food waste sector to develop more quickly. But we are progressing. That's good news.
On avance, c'est super.
In Paris, one ton of organic waste, the equivalent of 26,000 meals, is collected every day. For RFI, I'm Alison Hurd.